if you'd told us at the start of the year that this would be how it would finish up, I wouldn't have believed. You know, we're absolutely delighted myself, and especially in Kieran won on the Outright Navigators Championship. You know, he's over the moon with that. So, very happy.
And it's been a fantastic weekend for Donegal competitors, with Declan winning the modified, and obviously Donna had the championship tied up as well. There's yourself, there's Kieran, Paul McGee finishing runner-up in the Navigator too. So it's once again Donegal's to the fore in the championship, and it's been a super weekend for them.
We've definitely had a great year this year. Don't forget Ryan Murdoch, that's on me, Declan as well. But, you know, we've pretty much cleaned up and everything, and long may it continue.
From your own personal experience this year, a lot of hard work and a lot of effort has went into getting as far as where you've come now, Joseph.
Oh, definitely. You know, and I wouldn't be there without the support of Maxwell and Donegal Title Centre up there, and Bobby Sharkey that runs the car, and obviously my mother and father. So that's been a long year, but definitely well worth the effort.
Did you think at the start of the year that you would be Class 5 contenders, or even that you would be an overall contender?
Class 5 contenders, we hoped, you know, but you don't know. Especially the second round in Cork, I had an accident in the second stage, and I thought, you know, that's a year ruined. But thankfully, you know, that was our only misdemeanour all year. We've kept our noses clean and had two class ones as well, you know, and we've finished in the top 5 pretty much every round we've finished. So
how difficult was it for you at the weekend, or was it difficult because all you really needed to do was have a strong finish in the class to take it? So was that playing it in your mind throughout the course of the weekend, was it, Joseph?
Not until the last stage. You know, but Keith Cronin was there, you know, and Keith's a 3-time British champion, and he was in home turf, and we were, you know, he was our benchmark in that rally, and we were really pushing to try and match him. And, you know, he was setting fastest overall times, and we weren't too far off him. And it was only really in the last stage I kind of thought, do you know what, we'll back off now and just take it home instead of doing something silly. Especially too with the harvest now on Saturday. You know, we want to have a good result there.
Just before we look at the harvest, the car has been in impeccable form for you this year. The Skoda S2000, and it's been, a real treat for you to drive.
Yeah, the car itself's fantastic. You know, it's probably the best handling car for Irish tarmac. You know, and like we get a bit of help from the guys in the Czech Republic, and Niall McShea would actually be a big help for us as well, you know. And the car's fantastic. We've had no real mechanical issues at all year. And I guess part of that's down to Bobby Sharkey as well, that runs the car, but, you know, it's been fantastic.
And it's a full team effort. Obviously, the men who look after the car, yourself as the driver, but Kieran as the navigator. We'll mention him again because what he has put in, the effort he has put in this year, has been huge. And now on the results sheet, he is the top navigator in Ireland.
Yep, that's right. I think it kind of had home from last night. I dropped him off. He works down in Dublin, so he lives in Clane, in County Kildare, and I dropped him off, and he just sort of decided for the moment, you know what, I'm going to go to the pub even if I have to get up for work in the morning. But he seemed to be a bit for him to take in now, and I'd say it is, you know, because that's the highest award any Irish navigator can achieve, so he's delighted.
That's been a brilliant achievement, and I suppose when we look at the results sheet now, and there's a car there, an S2000 in the top three, there's been a lot of debate about the changes in the championship, and I suppose there's evidence now on the sheets after this current series that is why these changes are being implemented. A WRC car has won it, but yes, there's a Super 2000 car sitting there in second position overall, followed by Group N's.
Yeah, you know, look, the rule change to the championship, you know, has its pluses and minuses, but unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, the fact that I finished second and Kieran won the Navigators Championship outright, that is the reason the championship had to change. You know, it makes no difference to the Donegal Rally whether a World Rally car can win the championship or not. It'll still have the same great entry of World Rally cars, but, you know, they want close, hard-fought competition for the championship, and when only two men can afford to do the complete championship on World Rally cars, you know, it's maybe a sign that things had to change, and we've eventually followed for pretty much every other country in Europe does. You know, it needs to be affordable for you to rally for a complete year and not just one or two events.
And it's given you the opportunity now to gun for first overall, particularly next year?
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, it'll definitely be a lot tougher next year. You know, instead of this year, I think there were 6 in the class. There's probably going to be somewhere between 15 and 20, which will be, I think, a fantastic spectacle to watch.
And just finally, Joseph, Harvest Rally, it's seen as your home event based out of Burt down and in Shone this weekend. And it would be nice for you to wrap up the season with a good result down there.
Funny, we finished the last stage and I was chatting to Brian Patterson and he was saying about a good result and I says, to be honest, Brian, you know, this is just the pre-Harvest Rally test finished now. So it's, the stages are very local days and it's not often you get to rally this close to home. So there'll be a bit of pressure, but I think likes of Donna and Declan Boyle and Patter Hurston will be very hard beating the World Rally cars. You know, the cars are a step ahead of what we have and the three men are very quick as well.
Well, listen, Joseph, many thanks for taking the call today. Congratulations on your achievement and you can pass on our congratulations to Kieran as well. And we'll be talking to you this coming weekend. The best of luck on the Harvest.
Thanks a million, Oisin. We'll see you on Saturday. Thank you.